Hello, this is the Nate Larson Radio Show. We have a very special guest, my mother, Terry, the one and only. And look, I'll be honest, guys. We had a bit of a technical situation today. My computer went crazy, and I don't know what's wrong with it. I'm going to have to take it to the Apple store. So I am using my daughter's iPad to record the show. You gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet. So we're making do, but we're getting it done. Mom, this is the special Christmas episode. I wanted to have you on since Christmas is about our Lord Jesus Christ
It's my favorite time of the year.
and family. And where are you prepared for the war on Christmas? Have you got your arsenal ready?
I am ready. I'm ready.
Okay. So I'm gonna have you start, Mom. Your first song on this Christmas themed show is
Sleigh Ride by American Authors. And they're an alternative rock band, but it's a fun song. I like a different take on a Christmas song, so I kind of like it.
I do too, because you hear a lot of the same, a lot of the White Christmas, Irving Berlin, blah, 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 blah. And I like a different take. So,
And I like these guys' stories. I mean, they met in college, and they were all music students at Berkeley. And struggling artists, and somehow since 2006 they've stayed together and finally made it. So they're not young guys either. So I like that too.
I think that's great. So, without further ado, we're going to play that on the show in 3, 2, 1.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting a tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
All right, Mom, I had to go classic for my first song on the show. I think it set the standard for a Christmas song. I think still it's kind of hard to beat. This is Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, aka the Christmas song by the late great Nat King Cole. My personal favorite. I don't know where you stand. I'm sure it's one of your favorites as well.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
And I love it. And Nat King Cole was a great crooner, is a great crooner, I should say, and I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Don't make any noise. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
I'd like to say to all of you everywhere that I hope you have a most happy, pleasant, and beautiful Christmas.
Mom, I gotta say, you know, you sent me the list ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I was more than impressed because it was a little hipper than mine in spots. And I could tell that maybe this was a Peloton class.
They have not had the Christmas ride yet.
So I was very impressed. So what is the second song we have? I had it, but look, like I said, my computer exploded. So Mom, you're going to have to fill me in on what I had in front of me because I don't have it.
Okay. It's Alicia Keys, and it is Santa Baby. This is like her first Christmas album. And I like it. I like her verse, and it's a little bluesier, a little, you know, up to date compared to all the other versions of the song. That's why I like it.
Those may not know the original song by Eartha Kitt. Eartha Kitt was blackballed on the blacklist because she asked the president's wife for equal treatment for African Americans, and they blacklisted her from Hollywood for a while. But she came back in the Batman series, and I think that's great. I think she was a real activist, amazing woman.
Yeah.
I follow her daughter on Instagram. She's really cool. You know what's funny? She looks just like you. She's very blonde and in fact, people think that she's white, but her mom's Eartha Kitt, so you never know. So we're gonna play that song, Alicia Keys, Santa Baby. It's coming at you now.
Hello, Santa. Is this really you? Well, I know that you're not supposed to do this, but I do have a little list. And I've been such a good girl. I know I deserve it. You want to hear it? Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, just a simple project.
Mom, next up on the show, I have to play it every year. It's one of my favorites. I like the Christmas songs that are little, I guess, fiery or naughty, for a better word. I wasn't going to play it on the show. I don't want people coming, Nate, your mom's on the show. What kind of person are you? But I love this song. I love Clarence Clemons. I love Muscle Shoals.
I
love all of it. And,
we'll take a tour of the studio.
If you're watching the show, I'm wearing this Turbo Man sweater for the occasion. And I forgot, but I was watching Jingle All the Way today. And the part where Arnold Schwarzenegger is trying to get a bootleg toy for his son, they play this song, and I love it. This is Clarence Clemons with Backdoor Santa.
Santa, I make my runs about the break of day.
Mom, I like your very festive outfit for the show.
Thanks.
I think it's very, you know, seasonal.
Thanks. That's my version of a holiday
sweater. And I'm not, I don't know why, but this angle isn't the best, everybody. So let's not, don't judge too harshly. What is the next song you picked out for us, Mom?
The next song, it's not a new song, but it's the Last Christmas by Ariana Grande in honor of Nate's son, Alex, because he loves her so much. But it's a good song.
Alex does love Ariana Grande. And you know what? I love her too. I think she's great. So we're going to play that right now. Enjoy.
I hate that I remember. I wish I could forget what you did last December. You left my heart a mess. But you blew it. How could you do it?
Oh,
All right, Mom, I have to play this. This is my favorite. Every time I'd put on the local Star 94.5 at home and I listen to the R&B Christmas music, this is my favorite. And then, in fact, I saw a shirt on Instagram, and it's my favorite Temptations Christmas song because the intro says "In my mind," and it's such a famous when David Rohr goes "In my mind, woo-hoo, Merry Christmas." It's just it's so silent now. You're ready for Christmas when you hear it.
Yeah,
So
I love Temptations, so.
it's my personal favorite. I should have bought the shirt. It escaped me. I'll have to buy it next year. This is the Temptations with "Silent Night."
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, what I say.
Joyous day. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, yeah. watching a gleaming tree. If I had one wish in this world,
Mom, what is next for us? What do we have?
Kelly Clarkson, she had a song written, and it's called Christmas Isn't Canceled, Just You. And I thought this was kind of fun because we'd been joking around this year about a lot of stuff went down November, December for us personally. And Nate kept joking with me because we had to have surgery on the dog. All these things came up that you weren't expecting, which always happens before the holidays. And Nate kept joking, is Christmas canceled?
And guys, look, the joke being the fact that people put an importance on the commercialization of Christmas over the spiritual, over, you know, if you turn on Fox or even CNN, sometimes you'll see the war on Christmas. What does it mean? Honestly, I don't think it means any. I don't think anybody has it. Nobody cares. But I think just the fact that people think that, they think they get so focused on the minutia of the presents, the this thing. Do we have the right hot cocoa? Is the ticket? Do we get the hot toy for the kid? You know, and you forget the real reason we're celebrating Christmas is the birth of Jesus and what that means and people coming together. And that was the joke, being Christmas is canceled just because of certain fiduciary issues. But in reality, it's never canceled. So
I love the song because the lyrics are about how, you know, she breaks up with a guy and she's not going to let him keep her from enjoying playing her Christmas music, doing all the things she normally does just because he's not.
That's right. And ladies, don't let a man put pressure on you to cancel Christmas. You cancel him.
All right. Here's Kelly Clarkson.
Our favorite spot in this town. Memories of you and me running now. That's where we met, like a winter dream. And I bet I wasn't the first and I won't be the last. Underneath that mistletoe, you've been so bad.
All right, Mom, you're gonna have to help me out because I've been here. I really like, you know, I like Kelly. I have friends, you know, Rob is her vocal coach, so he says nothing but nice things about her. I've heard she's just a joy to be around. She's salt of the earth person. And I really like her Christmas song, but because I don't have my list, I can't do a proper intro. But I was wondering, Mom, what do you remember the title of that her other really famous Christmas song? It's all over TikTok. If you can't remember, it's okay. I'm gonna insert it into the show in post-production. But I really like her other Christmas song. We're gonna play that too. You're gonna get a double dose of Kelly Clarkson. It's coming at you now. Okay, Mom, what do we have coming up next?
My next song is by John Legend, and What Christmas Means to Me. And I love the song because it's really upbeat. And I know he's not Nate's favorite artist, but
I'm not going to say anything to spare. I like, where did that come from? I like John Legend.
Okay.
I like John Legend.
Maybe I'm thinking of Michael Bublé.
No, I won't say a bad word about him.
All right. But anyway, I really like the song. I think it's fun. And it's off his first Christmas album, too. So
yes.
It came out last year, right?
Yeah, it did. And the reason I know is my cousin texted me and said, my fiance at the time, his wife now, won't stop playing the John Legend Christmas album. And there's too much feminine energy in the house. I had to leave. So anytime I hear John Legend Christmas, I think of him in that situation. So we're going to play that. I do, contrary to, I don't know why, my mom said, I do like John Legend. I think he's great.
Maybe it's Michael Bublé.
He's great, too. Oh,
no, it's, who's the guy with the glasses you don't like? That he co-hosts Kelly and Ryan sometimes. The other singer that does, like, the crooning.
I don't know. I don't want to get canceled, so... We're gonna. I'm not. It's Christmas. I'm not saying anything disparaging about anybody.
Okay.
So we're gonna play the Johnny Legend, and he's coming at you now.
Ah yeah. Candles burning low. Lots of mistletoe. Lots of snow. Where we go, fire singing carols right outside my door. All these things and more.
All these things and more.
That's what Christmas means to me, my love.
Ah,
yeah. And you know what I mean? I see a smiling face. Kiss you once and then some more. Wish you a Merry Christmas, babe.
Wish you a Merry Christmas, babe.
And such happiness in the coming year. Oh, let's deck the halls with holly, sing it silent night. Dress the trees with angel hair, pretty, pretty lights. Go to sleep and wake up just before daylight.
Okay, Mom, I did have a list prepared, but it went out the window, so I'm recalling from memory my favorite Christmas songs. But I really like this song by the Carpenters, and I didn't hear it until I worked at Publix, and, you know, they would play Christmas music, and I've always been a fan of Karen Carpenter's voice. I think she's really great, one of the great pop singers.
That's funny. We were in the car the other day with my daughter, who's Nate's sister, and she's like, who sings this? Whose voice is this? Because it's just stood the test of time.
Yeah, and it might be her best vocal performance, I think.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Which is
I
saying agree. Something because she's one of the best. I really like this song. This is Merry Christmas, Darling. It's coming at you now.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make. a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful, there's always something new. But every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. Lots on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas.
Christmas darling.
Happy New Year.
Okay, Mom, where are we on the list?
I'm on my last one.
Okay.
And it's Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And when I first got married, we went to see him in concert doing the song. And it was amazing. It was fun. It was great. He's maybe one of the best performers live. We had the best time.
No question.
And I know the song came out. He recorded this in 1975. But it doesn't seem like it. It seems up to date to me. It seems current. But I know he's come out with a new album recently, which I really enjoyed.
It's very good.
It still is one of his most enjoyable songs.
Yeah, I think it's one of his signature songs up there with Born to Run and, so many great songs. Streets of Philadelphia.
He had a concert in Atlanta. And it was in December, right before Christmas, and everybody just couldn't wait until, and this was his second encore. Everybody kept waiting and waiting, because he puts on a long show.
Over 3 hours every show.
Over 3 hours, yeah. Anyway, but he held everybody on, and sure enough, he came back on and played the song, so.
Oh, that's great. All right, this is Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band, with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's coming at you now.
Cold down along the beach, and the wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey man, you guys know what time of year it is? What time? What? Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah, clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good, or what? Oh, that's not many. You guys in trouble out here. Come on. And you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not bow, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're
Okay, Mom, since I have the pleasure of picking the last song on the show, I wanted to do something special. So, I'm going to play... What's my last song be? I'm totally blanking. I had one picked out, but I don't have my list in front of me.
Feliz Navidad.
No, something good.
No, because Chloe loves it. It's her favorite song.
Whatever. I need something really good.
Well, you know,
Oh, okay. I know what I was going to say. This is one of my favorite songs. I think it's the definitive version of the song. And it's, you know, because here's the thing. Here, you got to take someone like Whitney Houston, who I think pound for pound is the best contemporary female vocalist, let's say, the last 100 years of any genre. And the way she could interpret a song...
In her range.
Bar none. She just could just, I mean, nail something.
Her and Mariah Carey are definitely two of the
Yes,
best.
And especially when they do covers and things, they could just... But I think this is the definitive version of Do You Hear What I Hear? No Money Did It Better.
I agree.
It was a little obscure for a while because it was on an EP. It wasn't on one of her albums, but it got really popular over time. And it should, because I think anytime coming from the church, Whitney did a religious or gospel song, that was her. It was just who she was, you know.
That's ridiculous, yeah.
So this is one of my favorites. Guys, thank you so much. Mom, thank you for tuning in.
Welcome. Merry Christmas.
We had some technical issues, but that's okay.
We powered through.
The power of Christ compels us all. And have a Merry Christmas, guys. This is Whitney Houston. Do you hear what I hear? Have a Merry Christmas. I'll see you next week.